Hello, it's George here, standing outside St James's Park, about half an hour before kick-off, before Newcastle's game against Sheffield United. It's a bit of a surreal atmosphere, really, because, well, they've just been promoted without having kicked a ball. Pretty remarkable achievement, really, when you think back to how things were a year ago. The club relegated, losing players, no manager, the club up for sale, and to be where they are now at Easter is a pretty incredible achievement. Here with two friends and colleagues, Simon Bird from The Mirror and Steve Brenner from The Sun. Simon, I mean, what do you make of what this season's been like?
It's been a very productive season for Newcastle in a very low-key sort of way. Results have been ground out, clean sheets have been kept, they've scraped through winning games that we didn't think they should win. And that's been the tone of the season, really. It's not very much like 1993 when it was an absolute bandwagon rolling with Keegan. However, you know, it's just as welcome. It's back in the Premier League.
I mean, one of the most amazing things is that it seems to have been a real team effort. There's been a real collective effort, whether it's been on the pitch or in the dugout. Steve, I mean, what have you made of it?
I think we've witnessed like a rebirth of a football club, considering what mess they were in the summer. They've gone back to basics, got a manager in who's completely split, got new players in, the wage bill's gone down, and they've started again. And it's just good to see that, you know, sort of the old ethics of hard work and sort of determination and focus actually shown to eventually result in a promotion, which is well deserved.
Bring on the Premier League and let the party start.